No, 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 no. Your son was misled by a snip capita fellow there whose villainous saffron would have made all the unbaked and doughy youth of a nation in his color. Your daughter-in-law had been alive at this hour, and your son at home here, more advanced by the king than by this red-tailed humble bee I speak of.
I would I had not known him. It was the death of the most virtuous gentlewoman that ever nature had praised for creating. If she had partaken of my flesh and cast me the dearest groan for mother, I could not have owed her a more rooted love.
T'was a good lady. T'was a good lady. We may pick 1,000 salads ere we light on such another herb.
Indeed, sir. She was the sweet marjoram of the salad, or rather the herb of grace.
They are not salad herbs, you may. They are nose herbs.
By no great Nebuchadnezzar, sir. Not much skill in grass.
What dost thou profess thyself, a knave or a fool?
A fool, sir, at a woman's service, and a knave at a man's.
Your distinction?
I'm cousin the man of his wife, and do his service.
So, you were a knave at his service, indeed.
And I would give his wife my bauble, sir, to do her service.
I will subscribe for thee. Thou art both knave and fool.
At your service?
No, 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 no.
Aye, sir. If I cannot serve you, I can serve as great a prince as you are.
What prince is that?
The Black Prince, sir. Alias the Prince of Darkness. Alias the Devil.
Hold thee. Take my purse. I give thee not this to suggest thee from thy master thou talkst of. Serve him still.
I'm a woodland fellow, sir. I'd always loved a great fire. And the master I speak of ever keeps a good fire. But sure, he is the prince of the world. Let his nobility remain in support. I am for the house with the narrow gate, which I take to be too little for pomp to enter. Some that humble themselves may, but the many will be too chill and tender, and they'll be for the flowery way that leads to the broad gate and the great fire.
A shrewd knave and an unhappy.
So he is. My late lord made himself much sport out of him. By his authority he remains here, which he takes to be a patent for his sauciness. Indeed, he has no face, but rather square he will.
I like him well, 'tis not amiss. I was about to tell you, since I heard of the good lady's death, and that my lord your son was upon his return home, I moved his majesty to speak in the behalf of my daughter, which, in the minority of them both, his majesty, with self-gracious remembrance, did first propose. His highness hath promised me to do it, and to stop up the displeasure that he hath conceived against your son, there is no fitter matter. How does your ladyship like it?
We're very much content. And I wish it happily effected.
His highness will be here tomorrow. Of as able body as when he numbered 30.
It rejoices me, but I hope I shall see him ere I die.
Oh.
I have letters that my son will be here this evening, and I shall beseech your lordship to remain with me until they meet together.
Madam, I was thinking with what manners I might safely be admitted.
You need to plead your honorable privilege.
Lady, of that I have made a bold shot, but I thank my God it holds yet.
My lord, your son.
Let us go see your son, I pray you. I long to talk with the young noble soldier.